సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
ీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆన శృణ్వన్నోతిభిః సేదసాదనం ప్రణో దేవీ సరస్వతీ వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతీ ధీనామవిత్రయవతో గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ. ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు దన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః. యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః. శివాశరవ్యాయాతవతయా నో రుద్రమృడయా. యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనోరఘోరా పాపకాశిని తయానస్తను వాశంతమయా గిరిశంతాపి చాకశీః. యామిషం గిరిశం తహస్తే బిభర్ష్యస్తవే. శివాం గిరిత్రతాం కురు మాహి గుంసేః పురుషం జగత్. శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశా చ వదామసి. యతా నః సర్వమిజ్జగద యక్ష్మగుం సుమనా అసత్. అధ్యవోచదది వక్త ప్రథమో దైవ్యోభిషక్. అహీగుశ్చ సర్వాన్ జంభయన్ సర్వాశ్చ యాతు ధాన్యః. అసూయస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభ్రుస్సు మంగళః. యే చేమాగుం రుద్ర అవితో దిక్షశ్రుతా సహస్రశో వైశాగుం హేడయేమహే అసౌవ్యో వసర్పతి నీలగ్రీవో విలోహితః ఉతైనం గోప అదృశన్నదృశన్నుదహాద్యః ఉతైనం విశ్వభూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాదినః నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే అథో యే అస్య సత్వానోహం దేవ్యో కరన్ నమః ప్రముంచ దన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్మియోర్జ్యాం యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవో వపః అవతత్య ధనుస్త్వగుం సహస్రాక్షశతేషు ధే నిషేధ్య శల్యాణాం ముఖా శివో నః సుమనాభవ విజ్యం దనుః కపర్దినో విశల్యో బాణవాగుం ఉత అనేషన్నస్యేషవ ఆభురస్య నిషంగతిః యాతే హేతిర్మీడుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజ నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయానాతదాయ కృష్ణవే ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ దన్వనే పరితే దన్వనో ఏతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః అథో యిషుదిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిదేహితం నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుంజయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః నమో హిరణ్యవాహవే సేనాన్యే దిశాం చ పతయే నమో నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్య పశూనాం పతయే నమో నమః సత్పింజరాయ త్విషీమతే పతేనాం పతయే నమో నమో బబ్లుషాయ వివ్యాదినే నానాం పతయే నమో నమో
హరికేశాయోపవీతినే
పుష్టానాం పతయే నమో నమో భవస్య హేత్యై జగతా పతయే నమో నమో రుద్రాయ తథా వినే క్షేత్రాణాం పతయే నమో నమః సూతాయ హంత్యాయ వనానాం పతయే నమో నమో రోహితాయ స్తపతయే వృక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో మంత్రిణే వాణిజాయ కక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో భువందయే వారివస్కృతాయౌషధీనాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉచ్చైర్ఘోషాయాక్రందయతే పత్తీనాం పతయే నమో నమ కృష్ణవీతాయ ధావతే సత్వనాం పతయే నమః నమః సహమానాయ నివ్యాదిన ఆవ్యాదినీనాం పతయే నమో నమః కకుబాయ నిషంగిణే స్తేనానాం పతయే నమో నమో నిషంగిణ ఇషుధిమతే తస్కరాణాం పతయే నమో నమో వంచతే పరివంచతే స్తాయూనాం పతయే నమో నమో నిచేరవే
పరిచరాయారణ్యానాం
పతయే నమో నమః శృకావిభ్యో జిగాగుం సద్భ్యో ముష్ణతాం పతయే నమో నమో శ్రీమద్భ్యో నక్తం చరద్భ్య ప్రగ్రంతానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉష్ణీషిణే గిరిచరాయ కులంచాన పతయే నమో నమ ఇషు మద్భ్యో దన్వావిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ
ఆతన్వానేభ్య
ప్రతిదధానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆయచ్ఛద్భ్యో విద్రజభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమోస్యద్భ్యో విద్యద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆసీనేభ్య శయానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ స్వపద్భ్యో జాగ్రద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తిష్ఠద్భ్యో దావద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ సభాభ్యః సభాపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో అశ్వేభ్యోశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమ ఆవ్యాదినీభ్యో వివిద్యందేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఉగణాభ్యత్రిగుంహతి నమో నమో గృత్సేభ్యో గృత్సపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో వ్రాతేభ్యో వ్రాతపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గణేభ్యో గణపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మహద్భ్యః క్షుల్లకేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథేభ్యో రథేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథే రథపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః సేనాభ్యః సేనానిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః క్షత్రుభ్యః సంగ్రహీతృభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తక్షద్భ్యో రథకారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః కులాలేభ్యః కర్మారేభ్యశ్చ నమః పుంజిష్ఠేభ్యో నిషాదేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఇషుకృద్భ్యో ధన్వకృద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మృగయుభ్యశ్వనిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమశ్వభ్యశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమో భవాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః శర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమః సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిపిభిష్టాయ చ నమో మీడుష్టమాయ చేషుమతే చ నమో హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహతే చ వర్షీయసే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సమృద్ధ్వనే చ నమో అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమః ఆశవే చిరాయ చ నమః శీఘ్రియాయ చ శేభ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్మ్యాయ చ వస్వన్యాయ చ నమః త్రోతత్యాయ చ ద్వీప్యాయ చ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్టాయ చ నమః పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చ పగల్వాయ చ నమో జగన్యాయ చ బుధ్నియాయ చ నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ నమః ఉర్వర్యాయ చ ఖల్యాయ చ నమః శ్లోక్యాయ చ వసాన్యాయ చ నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ నమః శ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిశ్రవాయ చ నమః ఆశుషేణాయ చాశురతాయ చ నమః ూరాయ చావబిందతే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరూతినే చ నమో బిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమః శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చ హనన్యాయ చ నమో దృష్ణవే చ ప్రమృషాయ చ
దూతాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంగిణే చేషుధిమతే చ నమస్తే
శ్వేచాయుధినే చ
నమస్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమస్సృత్యాయ చ పథ్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమస్సూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైషందాయ చ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమో వశ్యాయ చ వశ్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమః ఈంద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మ్యాయ చ నమః వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాస్తుపాయ చ ఓం హర 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 ఓం నమః సోమాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః తామ్రాయ చ అరుణాయ చ నమః శంగాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమః ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో అగ్రే వధాయ చ దూరే వధాయ చ నమో హంత్రే చ హనీయతే చ నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్యో నమస్తారాయ నమః శంభవే చ మయోభవే చ నమః శంకరాయ చ మయస్కరాయ చ నమః శివాయ చ శివతరాయ చ నమః తీర్థ్యాయ చ కూల్యాయ చ నమః పార్యాయ చ వార్యాయ చ నమః ప్రసరణాయ చోత్తరణాయ చ నమః ఆతార్యాయ చ లాద్యాయ చ నమః షష్ప్యాయ చ భేన్యాయ చ నమః సికత్యాయ చ ప్రవాహ్యాయ చ నమ ఇరిణ్యాయ చ ప్రపథ్యాయ చ నమః కిగుం శిరాయ చ క్షయణాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ పులస్తయే చ నమో గోష్ట్యాయ చ గృహ్యాయ చ
నమస్తల్ప్యాయ చ
ఏక్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ గత్వరేష్టాయ చ నమో హృదయాయ చ నివేష్ప్యాయ చ నమః పాగం సవ్యాయ చ రజస్యాయ చ నమః
శుష్ట్యాయ చ
హరిత్యాయ చ నమో లోప్యాయ చోలప్యాయ చ నమ ఊర్వ్యాయ చ సూర్మ్యాయ చ పర్ణ్యాయ చ పర్ణశత్యాయ చ నమోపగురమాణాయ చ విఘ్నతే చ నమ ఆఖిదతే చ
ప్రఖిదతే చ నమో
వక్కేభ్యో దేవానాగం హృదయేభ్యో నమో విక్షేణకేభ్యో నమో విచిన్వత్కేభ్యో నమ ఆనిర్హతేభ్యో నమ ఆమీవత్కేభ్యః ద్రాపే అందసస్పతే దరిద్రన్నీలలోహిత ఏషాం పురుషాణామేషాం పశూనాం మాభేర్మా రోమో ఏషాం కించనామమత్ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనో శివా విశ్వాః వేషజే శివా రుద్రస్య వేషజే తయా నో మృడ జీవసే ఇమాగుం రుద్రాయ తవసే కపర్దినే క్షయద్వీరాయ ప్రభరామహేమతిం యథా నశ్యమ సద్విపదే చతుష్పదే విశ్వం పుష్టంగ్ర అస్మిన్ననాతురం మృడానో రుద్రోతనో మయస్కృతి క్షయద్వీరాయ నమసా విధేమతే యచ్చం తయోశ్చ మనురాయజే పితా తదశ్యామతవ రుద్ర ప్రణీతో మానో మహాంతముతమానో అర్భకం మాన ఉక్షంతముతమాన ఉక్షితం మానో వధే పితరం మోత మాతరం ప్రియామానస్తనువో రుద్రరీరిషః మానస్తో కేతన ఏమాన ఆయుషి మానో గోషు మానో అశ్వేషురీరిషః వీరాన్మానో రుద్రభామిదో భవిష్మంతో రమసా విధేమతే ఆరాత్తేగ్నముత పూరుషగ్నే క్షయద్వీరాయ సుమ్నమస్మేతే అస్తు రక్షాజనో అదిజదేవ బ్రూహ్యదాజన శర్మ యచ్చద్విబరుహా శ్రుతం గర్త సదం యువానం మృగన్న భీమముపహత్రుముగ్రం ప్రజాజరిత్రే రుద్రస్తవానో అన్యందే అస్మన్నివ బంధు సేనా పరిణో రుద్రస్య హేతుర్వృణక్తు పరిత్వేషస్య దుర్మతిరఘాయో అవస్థిరా మగవద్వ్యస్తనుష్వమీడ్వస్తోకాయతనయాయ మృడయా మీడుష్టమ శివతమ శివో నః సుమనాభవ పరమే వృక్ష ఆయుధన్ నిదాయ కృత్తిం వసాన ఆచర పినాకం విభ్రదాగహే వికిరిద విలోహిత నమస్తే అస్తు భగవః యాస్తే సహస్రగుం నేతయోన్యమస్మన్నివ పందుతాః సహస్రాణి సహస్రదా బాహువోస్తవ హేతయః తాసామీశానో భగవత్పరాచీనాముఖాకృతే సహస్రాణి సహస్రశో యే రుద్రా అధిభూమ్యాం తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మసే అస్మిన్ మహత్యర్నవేంతరిక్షే భవాహి నీలగ్రీవాక్షితికంఠా శర్వాద క్షమాచరా నీలగ్రీవాక్షితికంఠాదివగుం రుద్రా ఉపస్రితా యే వృక్షేషు సస్పింజరా నీలగ్రీవా విలోహితా యే భూతానామధిపతయో విశిఖాత కపర్దినః యే అన్నేషు వివిద్యంతి పాత్రేషు పిబతో జనాన్ యే పతాం పతిరక్షయ ఐలభృదాయ వ్యుదః యే తీర్థాని ప్రచరంతి సృకావందో నిషంగిణః యేతావంతశ్చ భూయాగుంసశ్చ దిశో రుద్రావితస్థిరే తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మసే నమో రుద్రేభ్యో యే పృథివ్యాయేంద్రిక్షే యే దివియే శామన్ వాతో వరుషమిషవస్తేభ్యో దశ ప్రాచేర్దశ దక్షిణాదశం ప్రతి చేర్దశోదేచేర్దశోర్ద్వాస్తేభ్యో నమస్తే నో మృడయందు తేయం విష్మో యశ్చ నోద్వేష్టితం భోజం వేదధామి త్రయంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ బంధనాన్ మృత్యోర్ముక్షేయమామృతాత్ యో రుద్రో అగ్నవ్యో అప్సుయ ఓషధేషు యో రుద్రో విశ్వా భువన వివేశ తస్మై రుద్రాయ నమోస్తు ఏతే సహస్రమయుతం పాశా మృత్యో మర్త్యాయ హంతవే తాన్యజ్ఞస్య మాయయా సర్వానవయజామహే మృత్యవే స్వాహా మృత్యవే స్వాహా ప్రాణానాం గ్రంథిరసి రుద్రో మా విశాంతకః తేనాన్నేనాప్యాయస్వా నమో రుద్రాయ విష్ణవే మృత్యుర్మే పాహి తముష్టు యస్విషు సుదన్మాయో విశ్వస్య క్షయతి భేషజస్య
యక్ష్వా మహేశో మనసాయ రుద్రం నమో విర్దేవమసురందువస్య అయం మే హస్తో భగవానయం మే భగవత్తరః అయం మే విశ్వభేషజోయగుం శివాభిమరుషణః ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః శంచ మే మయశ్చ మే ప్రియం చ మేను కామశ్చ మే కామశ్చ మే సౌ మనసశ్చ మే భద్రం చ మే శ్రేయశ్చ మే వశ్యశ్చ మే యశశ్చ మే భగశ్చ మే ద్రవిణం చ మే యంతా చ మే ధర్తా చ మే క్షేమశ్చ మే ధృతిశ్చ మే విశ్వం చ మే మహశ్చ మే సంవిచ్చ మే జ్ఞాత్రం చ మే సోశ్చ మే ప్రసోశ్చ మే శేరం చ మే లయశ్చ మరుదం చ మే మృతం చ మే లక్ష్మం చ మే నామయచ్చ మే జీవాదుచ్చ మే దీర్ఘాయుత్వం చ మే మిత్రం చ మే భయం చ మే సుఖం చ మే శయనం చ మే సోషా చ మే సురిరం చ మే ఓం శాంతి 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 ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి 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 అథ పురుషోహ వై నారాయణో కామయత ప్రజాశ్రజేయేతి నారాయణాత్ ప్రాణో జాయతే మనః సర్వేంద్రియాణి చ ఖం వాయుర్జ్యోతిరావ పృథివీ విశ్వస్య ధారిణీ నారాయణాద్ బ్రహ్మా జాయతే నారాయణాద్ రుద్రో జాయతే నారాయణాదింద్రో జాయతే నారాయణాద్ ప్రజాపతయః ప్రజాయంతే నారాయణాద్వాదశాదిత్యా రుద్రావసవః సర్వాణి చ ఛందాగుంసి నారాయణాదేవ సముత్పద్యంతే నారాయణే ప్రవర్తంతే నారాయణే ప్రళీయంతే ఓం అథ నిత్యో నారాయణః బ్రహ్మా నారాయణః శివశ్చ నారాయణః శక్రశ్చ నారాయణః జావ పృథివ్యౌ చ నారాయణః కాళశ్చ నారాయణః దిశశ్చ నారాయణః ఊర్ధ్వశ్చ నారాయణః అధశ్చ నారాయణః అంతర్బహిశ్చ నారాయణః నారాయణ ఏవేదగుం సర్వం యద్భూతం యచ్చ భవ్యం నిష్కలో నిరంజనో నిర్వికల్పో నిరాఖ్యాత శుద్ధో దేవ ఏకో నారాయణః నద్వితీయోస్తి కశ్చిత్ య ఏవం వేద స విష్ణురేవ భవతి స విష్ణురేవ భవతి ఓమిత్యగ్రే వ్యాహరే నమ ఇతి పశ్చాత్ నారాయణాయేత్యుపరిష్ఠాత్ ఓమిత్యేకాక్షరం నమ ఇతి ద్వే అక్షరే నారాయణాయేది పంచాక్షరాణి ఏతద్వై నారాయణ
నారాయణస్యాష్టాక్షరం పదం యోహ వై నారాయణస్యాష్టాక్షరం పదమధ్యేతే అనవబ్రువ సర్వమాయురేతే విందతే ప్రాజాపత్యగుం రాయస్పోషంగౌ పత్యం తదోమృతత్వమశ్నుతే తదోమృతత్వమశ్నుత ఇతి య ఏవం వేద ప్రత్యగానందం బ్రహ్మపురుషం ప్రణవస్వరూపం అకార ఉకారమకార ఇతి తానే కథా సమభరత్తదే తదోమితే యముక్త్వా ముచ్యతే యోగే జన్మ సంసార బంధనాత్ ఓం నమో నారాయణాయేతి మంత్రోపాసకః వైకుంఠ భువన లోకం గమిష్యతే తదిదం పరం పుండరీకం విజ్ఞానఘనం తస్మాత్తదిదావన్మాత్రం బ్రహ్మణ్యో దేవకే పుత్రో బ్రహ్మణ్యో మధుసూదనో సర్వభూతస్థమేకం నారాయణం కారణరూపమకారపరబ్రహ్మ ఏతదథర్వశిరో యోధీతి ప్రాతరధేయానో రాత్రికృతం పాపం నాశయతే సాయమధేయానో దివసకృతం పాపం నాశయతే మాధ్యందినమాదిత్యాభిముఖోధేయాన పంచపాదగోపపాదకాప్రముచ్యతే సర్వవేదపారాయణ పుణ్యం లభతే నారాయణ సాయుజ్యమవాప్నోతి నారాయణ సాయుజ్యమవాప్నోతి య ఏవం వేద ఇత్యుపనిషత్ సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి 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 స్వస్తి ప్రజాభ్యః పరిపాలయంతాం న్యాయేన మార్గేణ మహీ మహేషాః గో బ్రాహ్మణేభ్యః శుభమస్తు నిత్యం సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble, loving and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Today we have gathered here to reminisce a love story. A love story between a loving mother and her children, between a caring father and his boys, between eternal friends, and between a divine master and his dear students. The love story of our most beloved Swami and his dear students. On November 22, 1981, on the very day of the inauguration of the Sri Satasai Institute of Higher Learning, deemed university, Swami, as the revered founder chancellor, declared, and I quote, "Students, teachers, devotees gathered here, and administrators, this is the inaugural day of our institute. It has been planted today. The students are its roots. The tree will grow with branches on all sides. Countless flowers will bloom. It will provide and promote peace and security to the world. In order that it may realize this result, students must, as the roots do, remain firm and provide sustenance. I know that the roots have to be watered so that flowers and fruits may emerge. Students are my all. If you ask me what is my property, many expect the answers to be, oh, all these buildings, all this vast area of land is my property. But my answer is, my entire property consists of my students. I have offered myself to them." Unquote. For the first time in the history of mankind, an avatar had donned the mantle of the chancellor of a university and took upon himself the responsibility of molding generations of students into responsible citizens of this country and, more importantly, into good human beings. His involvement in every aspect of the functioning of the university and his educational institutions was total, be it the hostel, the college, or the mandir activities. A few instances to visualize the most wonderful days that his students and teachers spent in his divine sannidhi. Going back to the old hostel days, when the hostel was here, just next to the mandir, Swami used to visit different floors of the hostel on different days during the weekends and interact with the students. When Swami was to come to the hostel early in the morning, the boys used to get ready to invite Swami, put all the luggage in one room, clean the hostel, clean the floor, make it sparkling, shining, and get ready for Swami's arrival. At times, Swami would deliberately first go into the luggage room and make fun of the excess luggage of the students. On one particular Sunday, Swami paid a surprise visit to the hostel here, just opposite to the mandir, at around 4 p.m. He was accompanied by Sri Kutum Rao, the then secretary of the Central Trust, and Major General S.P. Mahadevan, who was the then chief of the Southern Command of Indian Army. As it was a surprise visit, the students were not already prepared to welcome Swami, so they had not made any arrangements, not even a chair for Swami. So as Swami entered, the students were in a state of embarrassment as to where Swami would sit and what would happen. Swami casually pulled a metal chair which the students were using and very comfortably sat down on that metal chair in one corner of the room and started interacting with the students. Thereafter, it was time for Swami to give discourse. And the tradition is, as Swami gets up to give the discourse, the table is ready, the mic is ready, all facilities are there for Swami to give the discourse. But since Swami had paid a surprise visit, all these arrangements were not made. Also, the kerchief which Swami uses, usually Swami would keep on the armrest of the chair. But this chair did not have any armrest. So boys were wondering what will happen. And very comfortably, as if nothing had happened, Swami got up, took his kerchief, put it on his shoulder, stood up, and just started giving a discourse casually to the most, in the most unassuming way, to the joy of all the students there, as if there was no mistake on their side and everything had gone so on very well. So Bhagawan's involvement with the students was just like his own children. They were a part of his family. Social service is conducted in every hostel in Swami's institutions. And in the earlier years, Bhagawan himself had started the concept of social service for students on the weekends. So here on the first floor of the Prashantinilayam Mandir, every Sunday, Swami would call all the students and he would give them opportunities to clean the floor and put things in order. So it was only a reason, the main reason was Swami wanted to give opportunities to boys to interact with him. So when they were all sitting there and Swami was asking them one by one to clean the floor and do other activities, one student did not know, or rather was not well versed in the so-called art of brooming the floor and cleaning the floor. So Swami himself took the broom in his hand, put all the strands of the broom straight, bent down and showed that student the posture which is most effective while brooming the floor, while doing social service. That is leading by example. No doubt it is said, living with God is true education. The journey continued in the college when Swami would pay surprise visits to the college. On one fine day, Swami entered the college in one of the classrooms and sat way behind on the last bench. And sitting there, he told the teacher, indicated to the teacher, you please continue the class. So the teacher continued the class and Swami was observing very well the students, the teachers and what was going on. And sitting there he observed that the handwriting of the teacher was relatively small, such that the students sitting on the last bench may not be able to read. As the class got over, Swami also observed that this particular teacher had not asked any questions to the students. So Swami got up, went to the front part of the class and started asking questions on what was taught in the class for about 10 to 15 minutes. He asked the questions, saw whether the students answered or not, then went to the students, asked them to show Swami their notebook. He saw their handwriting, saw how they had maintained the notebooks, how neatly they had maintained the notebooks, reprimanded some of them for their bad handwriting or for not maintaining the notebooks in a neat fashion. And then in the end, he told the teacher, see, when you're writing on the blackboard, your handwriting is a little small. The students on the back benches may not be able to read. It would be nice if you can write in a little bigger handwriting. And Swami also said, see, if you want the class to be interesting, you must ask the students a lot of questions. If you ask them questions, you will know whether they have been paying attention, whether they have understood what you have taught, and whether there are any doubts which they have, which you would want to clarify at the end of the class. That was the Divine Master at the acme of his perfection in the field of education. And so the saga continued, be it college, hostel or mandir, year after year, decade after decade, whether it is the annual sports meet or the convocation dramas, whether it is the annual grama seva or any other festival in the mandir, Bhagwan's involvement with the students was total. He used every opportunity to mold his students into good human beings with his divine love. In a discourse to students in Trai Brindavan on 2nd of June 2000, Swami said, just like Mother Yashoda, Sai is coming to you with the butter of worldly education in one hand and the stick of spiritual education in the other hand. He is trying to put you on the right path. You have practiced the worldly education for lives and births together. You have gathered a lot of dirt in yourself and you cannot get rid of all that in one day. Gradually, by practice, you should get rid of it. By practice, you get wisdom. By practice, you get wisdom, and by wisdom, you come to know of sacrifice. When you learn to sacrifice, peace follows. You have to continue to practice this system of education till you get peace. Bhagwan often used to say, my boys are my voice. They will spread my message. Over the last three decades, over 20,000 students have moved out from the portals of his educational institutions as his messengers. Of these 20,000 students, over 225 students have been personally blessed and chosen by Bhagwan to serve in his institutions at Vrindavan and Prashantinilayam. Over 120 of them are serving in various capacities in his educational institutions at Prashantinilayam and Vrindavan. And over 100 are serving in the institutions run by the Central Trust, the Medical Division, and the Sadhana Trust. They have been blessed with the unique opportunity of basking in his divine sannidhi and are serving in his institutions as an expression of their deep felt gratitude for all that they have received from Bhagwan and for carrying forward his message of love and service. Today's day is the Sai Sannidhi Day, a day dedicated to the love of Bhagwan for his dearest students and a day dedicated to the expression of gratitude by his students who have been given an opportunity by him to serve him to their beloved Bhagwan. Last year, on September 12th, 2010, the Sai Sannidhi Day was most memorable for all members of the Sai Sannidhi family, as more than 200 members of this fraternity, along with their parents, gathered in the Purnachandra Auditorium. and were profusely blessed by Bhagwan with his darshan, his sparshan and sambhashan for over 2.5 hours. It is a day which is etched in golden letters in the lives and memories of all the Sai Sanidhi members. To relive those wonderful days spent in his divine Sanidhi, we have 2 members of the Sai Sanidhi family addressing us today. The first member is Sri K. Vedanarayana, faculty member, Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashantinilayam. Sri Vedanarayanan came to Swami in the year 1968 and was blessed by Bhagwan to join his college at Vrindavan for the pre-university program in 1976. He completed his Bachelor's of Sciences in 1981 in Vrindavan and completed at Bhagwan's Divine Instruction the MA in Philosophy program in Bangalore University and was university top ranker with first rank and gold medal. He joined In 1984, Sri Vedanarayanan joined the higher secondary school to teach Sanskrit. Later, he did his MA in Sanskrit in Mysore University with a university rank in 1992. And in 2004, he was awarded the National Award by the President of India, Dr. Abdul Kalam, at New Delhi. Sri Vedanarayanan's name is synonymous with all Vedam-related activities in the mandir. Without a break for the last quarter century, Sri Vedanarayanan has been participating and leading the early morning Veda Pradakshinam in the ashram. He is currently serving as a teacher, a Sanskrit teacher in Bhagwan's higher secondary school at Prashantinilayam. The second speaker who will be addressing us this evening is Brother B. Arvind. Brother Arvind hails from the city of Mumbai. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School at Prashantinilayam in 1998. And completed his Bachelor's of Sciences in Chemistry from the Vrindavan campus of the Institute with a gold medal from Bhagwan in 2003. Thereafter, he's completed his Master's of Sciences in Chemistry and the Master's of Business Administration program from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the Prashantinilayam campus in 2005 and 2007 respectively. Brother Arvind is a brilliant speaker and actor and has participated and organized a number of cultural activities and dramas in the Divine Presence during his student days. He is also an outstanding photographer. He is currently serving in the Prashanti Digital Studio in the Mandir. I would now like to request Sri Vedanarayanan to come here and address us and help us relive those beautiful moments of Sai Sanidhi. Sri Vedanarayanan.
ओम श्री साईराम मूकं करोति वाचालं पंखुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे परमानंद साईनम माय मोस्ट प्रेयरफुल सैल्यूटेशंस एट द डिवाइन लोटस फीट ऑफ माय मदर साई Honorable members of the Central Trust, respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram and greetings to all. Today, we are actually celebrating the 39th anniversary of the Central Trust. Which is also called now as Sadhana Trust, founded by Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the avatar of the age, the Premavatar, Paripurna Parabrahma Sachitananda Swarupa, for the welfare of the humanity. In the last 4 decades, this has become one of the foremost charitable trust, a one of its kind in the whole world. Service to man is service to God. Manava sevage madhava seva. And this is the motto with which Bhagavan has started this. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana naham aptam avaptavyam vartageva cha karmani. There is nothing in these 3 worlds, O Partha, which is not done by me. There is nothing unattained that has to be attained. Still, I engage in action. Bhagavan, out of his infinite love, he has said, Sakala manavulaku anandamichi kapadute dikshamaku. It is my firm resolve to protect and give joy to the entire humanity. In order to do this vision of his mission, Bhagavan has established this central trust way back in 1972, 2nd September. And from then onwards, Bhagavan has been continuously alleviating the sufferings of the poor, giving them the joy, giving them the protection, and turning them Godward through these various institutions, the educational institutions, the temple of healings, projects like drinking water supply, and all the other service projects. And in order to establish this mission of his, Bhagavan has chosen his own students as the instruments. It is the great blessings of his on the entire students community. It is not that we have got something great, we have achieved something great. Out of his infinite love for us, he has given this chance to serve the avatar in his mission. In fact, the relation what students have with Swami, it is something very, very, very unique. Swami has spent more than 85% of his avataric time for students and with students. We are the most fortunate ones to be chosen by the avatar for the work for which we has come. As Brother Shashank was pointing out, we are so blessed to be called by Bhagavan as his own property, not these buildings, not even his devotees. Swami says, my students are my properties. My boys are my voice. This is the type of prema bandham we are having between our Lord and our students. To put it on his own words, I recall a letter written by Bhagavan to the students of Vrindavan way back in 1974, 26 January. I quote, My dear boys, the bird with you, the wings with me, the foot with you, the way with me, the eye with you, the form with me, the thing with you, the dream with me, the world with you, the heaven with me. So we are free, so we are bound, so we begin, so we end. You in me and I in you, with blessings, Baba, I unquote. Yes, Lord, you are the very soul of our existence. Yes, without you, we are nothing and we are nothing. Sometimes back in Kodaikanal, few of the students expressed their commitment to Bhagavan by saying, "Swami, we are ready to do anything for you. We are ready to die for you." And Bhagavan in turn said, "I don't want anybody to die for me. In fact, I want people to live for me, following my commands to the last letter. That is more difficult than dying." Bhagavan has placed a great responsibility on the shoulders of students. Today, the entire world is watching us. It is a great responsibility because Swami has kindled the love in us. It is our responsibility in turn to light this lamp of love in the heart of millions. The world today, they want to find a way. They want to students to show them the way, because they feel that students are the most fortunate ones, because they had the greatest proximity to Bhagavan, spending hours together, day in and day out, basking in his sunshine. And Swami was in turn correcting us, cajoling us, putting us at the right track and molding us. Blessed indeed we are. Bhagavan has lighted the lamp of universal love within us, and with a message, "Dear children, now it is your responsibility to take this message forward by your personal example, so that others can take inspirations from you. Let this flame of love be the guiding force for the entire world, which is falling apart." This is the message Bhagavan has been giving again and again each and every year, especially during the annual sports and games. After the march past, we have the oath-taking ceremony and also the torch-lighting ceremony by Bhagavan. The oath-taking ceremony is so significant that it is a symbolic of what we are going to do in our life. We have to take an oath in front of the Lord before leaving these portals. In the oath-taking ceremony, we all gather in front of Bhagavan after the march past, and we take a pledge in front of the Lord. What is that? "We, the children of Sai, will participate in the annual sports and games. Here, we have to use the word in the game of life. We will participate in the game of life in fair competition, respecting and abiding by the rules that govern them. For the honor of our country, for the glory of sport, and for Mother Sai, our beloved Mother Sai." When we take an oath thus, how profound it becomes. It is only then the Lord lights the torch, which symbolizes the universal love, with a message, "Dear students, take this torch, move forward and upward till the flame is lit on the hilltop for their entire world to see. Let it be like a lighthouse, guiding all the people, those who are lost, and let this light bring them back to their ultimate source." With this message, Bhagavan blesses us. The responsibility is with us. We need lot of stamina, and it is an uphill task to take the message of Bhagavan to the top of the world. For that, we require certain preparations. First and foremost thing is the discipline. Bhagavan says, "Wherever my boys are going, you have a stamp. You are the Sai student, and we should have the discipline wherever we go." Secondly, there should be trikarana shuddhi. Manasyekam vajasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanam. Our thought, word and deed should be one and the same thing. Very, very difficult. Bhagavan says, whatever you think, you do. Whatever you do, only preach that. So, trikarana shuddhi is a must. Why? Why we should practice this? Because only a person who knows the art of swimming will be able to save a person who is drowning, not others. So, we need to practice this, the trikarana shuddhi. Uddhared atmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet. Atmageva hi atmano bandhuhu atmageva ripuratmanaha. Lord Krishna says, we should uplift ourselves by ourselves. We should not degrade ourselves. For we are a friend to ourselves and we are an enemy to ourselves. First have the self-confidence. Yes, I can carry out the message of the Lord. If the self-confidence alone is enough? No. With that, we need the power of Namasmarana. Hanuman, no doubt he was a tower of great strength. Hanumandudu, Balavandudu, Gunavandudu. Swami says, he had all the good qualities in him. He had all the strength in him. Still, he took refuge in Lord Rama to cross over the ocean and to accomplish the task which the Lord has given him, which otherwise would have been impossible for him. The Namasmarana should be, it is such power in it. Though the Nama may look simple, but the power that gives to each one of us is tremendous. In this Kali Yuga, Namasmarana is the only path by which we can attain salvation. So, take any name, for all the names have equally potent. So we can take any name. Harer nama, harer nama, harer nama eva kevalam. Kalau nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gadiranyadha. In this Kali age, only Namasmarana will help us to achieve our goal. And Bhagavan then says, whatever action you do, always put it at his lotus feet. Sarva karma bhagavat prithyartham. Whatever action we do, offer it to the Lord. Even if it is a small, minor action, does not matter. So, even if it is a small piece, when it joins with the master, the result will be masterpiece. So, this is how we have to move forward. Bhagavan, in this very same hall, on the 20th of March, after the evening bhajan sessions, he suddenly folded both his hands and he did namaskar to each and every one of us, those who are sitting here in this hall. This has got a profound message. Dear children, from now on, see my reflection in each and every one. Sarva deva namaskaram keshavam pratigachati. To whomsoever you salute, that salutation verily comes to me. But also remember, sarva jiva tiraskaram keshavam pratigachati. Whomsoever you discard, that too very much come to me. Do not hurt anyone. Love all, serve all. Help ever, hurt never. This was the profound message Bhagavan was conveying. Swami, by his personal example, he has shown us how to lead an ideal life. We, the boys, are very, very fortunate. We have learned at his lotus feet all the do's and don'ts of life. Systematically at his lotus feet from dawn to dusk. We are indeed fortunate, and Swami spared no effort to correct us all the time. Whenever we went wrong, Swami was there to correct us. Even some elders would have overlooked our mistake, but it is only our Saima. All the time he corrected us because he was interested only in our development physically and spiritually. Now it is time for us to surrender at his feet. The task which he has given us is one of the major one, and let us not doubt whether we can accomplish this or not. Whether we have faith or not, Swami has faith in us. Surrender to him. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam charanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuja, he says. Sarva dharman parityajya, you leave away all the dharmas, renouncing all the dharmas, surrender to me alone. I shall free you from all sins. Don't grieve. Don't grieve. Don't feel sad. Dear boys, I am with you, in you, around you, all the time, above you, below you, at all time. Hold on to my hands and I will lead you to the ultimate goal. Really, brothers, we are indeed very, very fortunate. We have been handpicked by the Lord of the universe. Anywhere else in the world we can do so many things. But we are fortunate enough, and each one of us had the one-to-one relation with the Lord. So let us all join our hands together in submission and pray to the Lord. Lord, give us the vision and thy will shall be done. Karishyamahe vachanam tava. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, to be asked to speak on the relationship between Swami and a student, and what has been my experience with Swami, I'm actually dumbstruck. Vednaran sir so beautifully said, Mukam karoti vachalam, that the love of the Lord makes the dumb speak. The love of the Lord makes a person who is able to speak also dumb. And if I were to express what Swami means to me, the best way would be to just stand here and shed tears. Tears of love, tears of joy, and tears of gratitude. For what better language can capture what Swami means? I have always wanted to be a student of Swami. And as I stand here today, I must make a confession. I am not sure if I am a student of Swami, but I have always wanted to be a student of Swami. When I was a student of the Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth in Kerala, I had a chance to give a speech in Swami's divine presence on the occasion of Onam. And that was when I had decided that I would ask Swami for admission into the higher secondary school. The love of the Lord is so fantastic, so phenomenal, so great, that when I went to Swami, I offered him a rose. I wanted to ask him for admission in the higher secondary school. One look at him, it was love at first sight. I said, Swami, please, throughout my life, keep me with you. And he blessed me by touching me on my head. I am so grateful to what he did to me that day. For I had gone to ask for some paltry thing. He granted me the greatest gift the universe can ever give. And once you get God, the other things automatically come. I finished my speech and I was thinking that, my God, I forgot to ask him about seat in the higher secondary school. The next day, Swami was giving Padnamaskar to all of us. Swami called me and said, you were the boy who spoke yesterday, right? Yes, Swami. What do you want to do after 12th standard? I was here trying to think what to do after 10th standard. I said, Swami, whatever you say. Swami asked, what do you like? Do you like medical? Do you like engineering? I had not thought about that. Before I could say anything, Swami said, take biosciences, apply here, get good marks. That's it. Once the word had been said, I got my admission in the higher secondary school. Once you get God, you get everything else in life. In higher secondary school, I had this habit of writing letters to Swami. And in every letter, my mother had taught me that don't ask for anything else, ask only for God. So I always used to write, Swami, whatever happens, please don't leave my hand. Please don't leave my hand. And I used to give this letter to Swami, Swami would accept it. And once he accepts that, I would write another letter. Swami, please don't leave my hand. I felt the more number of times it is told, maybe it has greater impact. Such was my innocent and foolish thinking. When one day, Swami didn't say anything, he just refused to take my letter. I tried again, and again, and again. This letter Swami was not accepting. So I asked my mother also, what is wrong in this letter? I have just asked that Swami holds my hand always. My mother said, you keep trying. I kept trying, but Swami never took that letter. One night he comes in my dream, and I'm holding the letter. Swami comes and tells, you don't know how to write a letter. Writing all wrong things. I was shocked in the dream, because I felt this was the greatest prayer anybody could make. Swami, please hold my hand always. What is wrong in that? Then Swami said, remember, I will never leave your hand. You please hold my hand always. And so from the next day, I began to write, Swami, please ensure that I always hold your hand, and started giving those letters. And in every small thing, you know, things that we would generally consider small. After all, what is the world of a student studying in the 10th standard or 11th standard? What does that mean to the world at large? We feel nothing. But Swami shows that even the world of a 14-year-old child, a 15-year-old child, is his own world and makes the child feel so special. I remember when we had an experiment in the biology lab. It was the hemometer experiment, which is used to determine the hemoglobin levels in the blood. And the teacher teaching us told us that, you know, for boys usually it is 13 and a half and above. For girls it is around 12 to 13 and a half. I checked mine. Mine came 12.1 or something. I barely managed in the girl category. And this was shocking for me. I did not know what its implications were. But I thought that this is something dangerous. I thought my life was in danger. And so, I forgot all about the experiment. I decided I'm going to ask Swami for Vibhuti. Why? Because my hemoglobin is only 12.1. And so I started praying, Swami, you have to give me Vibhuti. I'm in grave danger. I did not tell this to anybody else. I did not even realize that if that was something problematic, my teacher himself would have told me. But I kept praying. And Swami came for darshan that day. And then, I saw, in the beginning of the lines, there was a student who had a pimple on his cheek, a pimple. Swami looked at him and asked, oh, you got a pimple, it must be painful. He said, yes, Swami. Swami waved his hand, created Vibhuti for him. I felt, if he got Vibhuti for a pimple, for my hemoglobin, I'll definitely get Vibhuti. Swami came forward. I got up and said, Swami. Swami said, sit down. I sat down and felt, Swami, this is unfair. Swami, you gave me Vibhuti for a pimple. But I am having dangerous diseases and you are not giving me Vibhuti. Swami went ahead and he created Vibhuti for a devotee there. During those days, whenever Swami creates Vibhuti for somebody, the students had a chance to go and offer a handkerchief so that Swami could wipe his hand. And I had a handkerchief in my pocket. So I took it and ran to Swami. And I offered it to Swami. Swami looks at me. Instead of taking the handkerchief with his right hand, he He picks it with his left hand, wipes that whole vibhuti onto my palm and tells, go back to your place. And so I returned with vibhuti all behind my palm and I felt so happy. I felt that now I'll be fine. Such small things, which may mean nothing to anybody else, means the world to the child. And in those molding years, Swami showed me that whatever be your thoughts, I know them. Whatever be your words, I know them. Whatever be your actions, I know them. And I will respond to them. This continued throughout, and if I start recounting those experiences, there are too many. Whether it was about my father's cataract operation, when my father had a heart attack, whether it was about me joining Radio Sai and working for him, whether it was me buying my house, everything Swami took interest and showed that you are my world. Naturally, if every one of us sitting here feels that Swami is our world, it is only because Swami has told us in his own way that we are his world. And that is the experience that Swami gave me. I started by saying that if I were to speak, I would stand here shedding tears of gratitude, love and joy. But sometimes I feel that I will also shed a few tears of sorrow too. Now, why is this? I always felt that I got everything that a student aspires for, pines for. You want to be a Swami student because you want to get so many chances from Swami. And Swami showered his love and so many chances. One day, during a hostel Parayanam session. A Parayanam session is where an elder or a teacher or a senior comes and shares experiences with Swami with all the boys. One of our teachers said that Swami had once mentioned, you may be a student of the institute, but that doesn't make you a Sai student. Now that statement struck me. I am a student of the institute, but am I a Sai student? As I pondered about this, it was the period when Swami was in the super speciality hospital. He had been admitted. And those days I used to constantly pray, Swami, come fast, come soon. Swami, get well soon. We would receive the reports every day, the bulletins. After some time, the bulletins became somewhat monotonous. There was no improvement. And I was standing in front of Swami's photo and asking, Swami, why are you not improving? Swami, why don't you come the way I want to see you? As I spoke these statements, something hit me from within. I felt for all these years, Swami was standing and asking, child, why are you not improving? Why are you not coming the way I like to see you? And then I felt, have I been a true Sai student? What does it mean to be a Sai student? To be the student of the greatest master to have ever walked on the face of this earth is to follow his first message, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dustara Bhavasagara Taranam. O mind, surrender at the lotus feet of your guru, master. And what does it mean to surrender? Swami has been so loving that he himself has explained what it means to surrender. I will conclude with this incident that happened to a classmate of mine. He was lucky enough to be taken to Chennai. Swami conducted the Atirudra Mahayagnam in Chennai in the January of 2007. On that trip, he had taken a few students along with him so that every day one student would deliver a speech. During a dinner session, Swami asked, who is the speaker tomorrow? So this boy got up and Swami asked him, what are you talking on? The boy said, Swami, I am speaking about Guru. Swami asked, who is Guru? He said, Swami, the scriptures say that Gu stands for Gunatita. That means one without a form. And Ru stands for Rupa Varjita. That is one without any attributes. So that is Guru. And Swami asked him, who is your Guru? He said, Swami, I know only one Guru, that is you. Then Swami said, but I have got a form. He said, Gu means Gunatita, Rupa Varchita, without form. I have a form. So he said, Swami, I don't know that, but you are my Guru. Then Swami said, see, boys still have many doubts. So So ask any doubt, I will answer. This is a beautiful opportunity where the Guru promises to give the highest of spiritual truths in the most easy manner. And he says, ask, I shall answer. And everybody started asking. When this boy got his turn, he asked, Swami, what is Sharanagati? What is surrender? What is surrender? What is that? When Swami says, Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, mind, offer yourself in surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. What does it mean to surrender? Then Swami said, tell me, what do you think is surrender? He said, Swami, surrender means offering our everything to God. Offering our everything to God. Then Swami looked at him and said, sir, God doesn't want anything from you. Surrender means whatever happens to you, you should tell, this is good for me. That is surrender. The boy was still dazed at the answer. Then Swami continued. He said, do you know how to drive a car? Yes, Swami. How many gears are there in the car? Swami, four. Swami said, yeah, four and one reverse gear also. Yes, Swami. So, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear. Is there any problem while driving in first gear? No, Swami. In second gear? No, Swami. Third gear? No, Swami. Fourth gear? No, Swami. No trouble. Then where is the trouble? Swami. Then Swami said, trouble comes when you change the gear. From first gear to second gear. So what do you do at that time? Swami, you press the clutch. Then Swami said, life also has four gears. Happiness, sorrow. Happiness, sorrow. There is no problem in happiness or sorrow. Problem comes when you shift between happiness and sorrow. For that, use the clutch of surrender. When you use the clutch of surrender, transition will be smooth, your journey will be comfortable. That was the theory class. But the greatest teacher always has the practicals also soon. The next day, this boy spoke. He spoke and it was a successful speech in all the worldly terms. There was a rousing applause. Everybody were happy. But as Swami was going off the stage, Swami looked at him and said, "Cha, bagaledu," means not good. So this boy was so depressed. Because the greatest audience for anybody who speaks is Swami. If Swami is happy, doesn't matter what the world thinks. If Swami is not happy, again it doesn't matter what the world thinks. So during the dinner session, this boy happened to be closest to Swami, sitting and dining, but he was sad. Swami asked one of the devotees there, how did this boy speak? And that devotee started saying, Swami, he spoke very well. Your boys are the ultimate. But then for this boy, each of those statements were like salt on the wounds. Because at the end Swami said, no, he did not speak well. So this boy put his head down and Swami said, he did not speak anything about surrender. And as Swami said that, this boy is thinking in his mind, Swami, this is unfair. I never told you I am going to speak about surrender. I said that I am speaking about Guru. If you wanted me to speak about surrender, you should have told me. And he's protesting, he's angry, he's thinking, why is Swami doing this to me? And as he's doing all this, Swami is calling him. He's so lost in his thoughts that he is not able to see Swami. That's what happens, you know. When we are lost in anger, irritation, depression, sadness, we are unable to see God. So always be happy, always be cheerful, always be joyful. Always live in faith and love. And Swami called him. And Swami had a smile. What happened to Sharanagati, sir? Swami asked him. He understood. He understood, he left the table, went to Swami, held Swami's hand and said, Swami, tappa ayipoyindi. Swami, I made a mistake, forgive me. Swami smiled and patted him on the cheek. The message was delivered. Are we able to have a smile on our face because whatever happens to us in our life, we know it is for our good? No, we complain. We have so many complaints of life. And then how can we say we have surrendered? If we have surrendered to the Lord, we will never be sad. Because we know that everything is for our good. We know that out of a million possible things that can happen to us in our life, God is handpicking the best possible thing and gifting to us. How can we ever be sad? Only a few get the chance to be students of the Satya Sai Institute. But everybody has a chance to be a Sai student. To be a Sai student, one only has to surrender. And to surrender means to know with conviction that whatever is happening to me is for the good. And therefore, we always be smiling, we always are happy. That is what Swami used to always say. Never have a castroil face. Be happy. Speak lovingly, pleasingly, and in a manner which makes everybody happy. Let us all pledge to be Sai students. Let us pledge that we will surrender at the lotus feet of our Lord and always be happy. Every morning, instead of flowers, fruits, or anything else, let us offer to our Lord a smile every day. And let the smiles grow. If today I have offered one smile, tomorrow two, day after three. And let us grow a garden of smiles and make a bouquet of them for our dear Lord. Jai Sai Ram.
After these two most wonderful talks, suffused with devotion, surrender, inspiration, motivation, wisdom, and conviction in Bhagwan's life, his teachings, his message, and the dedication of offering our lives at his lotus feet in his message, in his mission, in his universal task of transformation of all mankind on the righteous path, we now have a bit befitting finale to the celebrations of the Sai Sanidhi Day in the form of a musical tribute, a bouquet of 5 songs in the Hindi, English and Telugu languages, composed, prepared and offered by the members of the Sai Sanidhi fraternity. And the treat along with this wonderful musical offering are rare and most fascinating visuals of Bhagwan, which would be presented on either side of the Kulwant Hall. So now let's participate in this wonderful musical offering to our most beloved Bhagawan, Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We, the Sai Sanidhi boys, offer ourselves at the lotus feet of our beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Having basked in the sunshine of his benign grace, we are forever beholden to him and are here to rededicate our lives at his lotus feet. But for all that he has given us, what does our beloved Bhagwan really expect from us? In my humble opinion, nothing except the feeling of sincere love and devotion and its extension to all our thoughts, words and deeds. I remember it was the year 1998 when I was in my second MBA that I got an opportunity along with many other sports captains to get the table tennis match schedule blessed from Bhagwan. After speaking to us, when the gracious Lord permitted all the captains to take Pad Namaskar, being in a hurry, I did so mechanically as a formality and quickly gave way for others. But as I looked up to him, the Lord expressed his dissatisfaction to me and said, "No feeling, no use." As the message sank in, I realized that the Lord had taught me an important lesson for life. To do everything as an offering at his lotus feet with a heart full of love and devotion. Otherwise the effort does not satisfy the Lord and bestow his grace upon us. Thank you, Mother Sai, for such special moments of love and proximity. That is our life's most, most valuable treasure.
Thank you. Listen to the strokes of our heart, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our heart, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our heart, they say, Sai, we love you.
भक्ति के बिना कीर्तन का क्या अर्थ है? भावनाओं के बिना प्रार्थना का क्या अर्थ है? वात्सल्य के बिना ममता का क्या अर्थ है? स्वामी के प्रेम के बिना हमारे जीवन का क्या अर्थ है? भगवान के प्रेम में जो रस है, जो मधुरता है, जो नूतनता है, वो संसार के किसी प्रेम में नहीं है। ये स्वामी का प्रेम ही तो है जो हजारों दिलों को एक डोर में बांध कर रखी है। स्वामी का प्रेम समय और स्थान के सीमा से परे है। इस प्रेम के आलिंगन में ही हमारे जीवन का सार्थकता है। प्रकृति पुरुष का प्रतिबिंब है। अगर हम गौर से देखें तो ये जानेंगे कि प्रकृति का हर अंश, चाहे वो नदी हो या वृक्ष हो, धूप हो या छांव हो, आग हो या पानी हो, उन सभी का स्वभाव परोपकार है। ये केवल देना जानते हैं, लेना नहीं। शायद इसीलिए अवतार पुरुष हमारे भगवान ने कहा है, मेरा जीवन ही मेरा संदेश है। आइए सुनते हैं भगवान का जीवन रहस्य, जो छिपा है प्रकृति के संदेश में, जो छिपा है मधुवन के खुशबू में।
देता है सागर सावन दे देता है जीना उसका जीना है जो अनोख जीवन देता है मधुबन खुशबू देता है
Swami, ever since I have been fortunate to experience your love, life has been a saga of happiness, a journey filled with innumerable joys and happiness. Never can I even imagine how I would have had the courage to be strong during certain hardships. All that I can say, Swami, like the footprints on the sands of time, you have been carrying me through the difficult phase of life. What else but our lives can we offer to you?
Right through our academic years, you have been and continue to be the very purpose of our lives, bringing joy to you and hearing you proudly say, "My boys," were the opportunities each one of us crave for. You have touched and inspired each and every one of us sitting here. Every day spent in your presence has a lifetime of lessons to be learned. All through you have been saying, "My life is my message." Swami, today we promise you that our lives will be your message. We will spread your love far and wide. We will sing your name together with pride. We are your children. We are your messengers. O Sai Ma, we offer ourselves at your lotus feet.
జగమేలే పరమాత్మ, ఎవరితో మొరలిడుదు? నీ నగుమోముగనలేని నా జాలి తెరిసి నన్ను బ్రోవగరాదా అని ఎక్కడో హైదరాబాదులో ఆర్తితో నీ దర్శన భాగ్యానికై ఆక్రోశించే ఒక విద్యార్థి యొక్క ఆవేదనకు కరిగి అక్కున చేర్చుకుని, "నీ పరమాత్మను నేనిక్కడే ఉన్నానుగా" అంటూ చేరదీసిన దేవాధిదేవా, శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యా సంస్థలలో మమ్ము చదివింపజేసి జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన సుజ్ఞానములందించి మా అర్హతలకు మించి నీ అపారదయను మాపై కురిపించి, "నా పిల్లలు, నా సొత్తు, నా ప్రాపర్టీ" అంటూ మాకు అత్యున్నత స్థానాన్ని ప్రసాదించి మాకు అందరికీ మీ దివ్య పాద సన్నిధిలో సేవ చేసుకునే మహద్భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించారు స్వామి. కరములు మోడ్చి నీ చరణమ్ములందు శిరముంచి మొక్కద శ్రీ సత్యసాయి, నీ మృదు పదసేవనే కోరుచుంటి సాయిరామా, నీదు చరణాలే శరణు. తల్లివైన నీవే, తండ్రివైనా నీవే, నీవ గురువు సర్వమీవ సాయి, వేగ బ్రోవుమయ్య జాగుసేయకుమయ్య సాయిరామా నీవ శరణు మాకు. ఎన్ని జన్మల ఫలము నీదు సన్నిధికి కన్న తండ్రి ఇప్పుడు చేరినాము. నీ ప్రేమ గంగా వాహినిలో మునిగి ఏకాగ్ర భక్తితో నిన్ను కొల్చెదము. అట్టి భాగ్యము నసగుమా పరమాత్మ సాయి. సాయీశ్వర నీకు వందనము, సర్వేశ్వర నీకు వందనము.
విడనాడకు ఎన్నడు ఈ బంధము, స్వామి అంతరయామి. తండ్రిలా పోషించావు, తల్లిలా లాలించావు మా స్వామి, తండ్రిలా పోషించావు. గురువు దైవము నీవై పోతలెన్ను చేశావు, కరుణామయమూర్తి మా హృదయవర్తి, మా హృదయవర్తి. సన్నిధానం ఎలా తీర్చుకోవాలి రుణం? విద్యాలయమా కానీ కాదు
స్వామి నిన్ను బలుబలేవు పనులలో నీరు పునిర్తినామయ్యా రసులో ప్రేమను పెంచినామయ్యా కనులలో నీరు పునిర్తినామయ్యా మయ్యా పలుకులో సత్యంబు నడతలో ధర్మంబు అడుగడుగు నీ బాట నడిచినామయ్యా కరుణామూర్తి మారుదయవర్తి కరుణామూర్తి మారుదయవర్తి ఎన్ని జన్మల ఫలమొయి సన్నిధానం ఎన్ని జన్మల ఫలమొయి సన్నిధానం సేవ చేసి హనుమంతుల రక్షక దీక్షలతోని సందేశము చాటుతా
సందేశము చాటుతా సందేశము చాటుతా
భక్తి శక్తి యుక్తులతో భరత నీతి నిలబెడదా వెంట జంట నుండి మము నడిపించుము స్వామి
మము నడిపించుము స్వామి
మము నడిపించుము స్వామి సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం 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 సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయి
and fortunate to be a part of the Sai Sannidhi group. Truly speaking, whatever I am today, it's only because of Swami and his love. It is almost 6 years since I am on this wheelchair, and Swami has been guiding and guarding me every moment of my life. Yes, it is said that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. In my case, my handicap is obviously inevitable as of now. But Swami has given me the strength to work in the Radio Sai and has kept me happy. And so, Swami has taken care of the suffering portion. Well, Bhagwan has blessed me with such a loving and caring mother and sister who helped me in my daily activities. Yes, I fondly remember the Sai Sannidhi day last year when Swami graciously blessed my mother with a Pada Namaskar. My memory goes back 3 years ago on the alumni meet. It was such a touching incident. I would like to recollect it. Around 500 alumni were gathered in the Purnachandra Auditorium, eagerly waiting for Swami's arrival. Swami came at around 9:30 in the morning, and there was a dais specially made for Swami. There were few talks by elders, and then Swami called me and asked me lovingly, "Do you have back pain?" Then I said, "Swami, I have got spinal cord injury." Then Swami asked me again, "You cannot walk?" Then I said, "No, Swami." Then Swami moved his hand in air and materialized a golden ring, and he called me closer and put the ring in my finger. I was so happy, But the most thrilling part came next. In fact, earlier I was dreaming of getting a ring or chain or a bracelet from Swami, but what came next, I never dreamt of. I asked Swami for Padanamaskar, and Swami graciously agreed, and I bent forward, and Swami lovingly, with compassion, lifted his feet one by one, and I took the Padanamaskar. I was just overwhelmed with the compassion of Swami. Then I asked Swami about my mother and sister, and Swami told that he will speak to them later. This was my tryst with the Divine. Today if I am still able to work in Radio Sai and live a life full of happiness and joy, today, if I am still able to speak in front of you all with a sense of fulfillment enveloped in my heart, today, if I am still able to wake up every morning and celebrate the morning and celebrate the day that Lord has gifted me with, it is only because I know that there is a power behind me. There is a power behind me giving me the strength and confidence to do it. And that power is God. And I know that God loves me every day and stretches so much to take care of me just the way he stretched his foot and gave me the loving Padanamaskar. Swami, I just want to be your worthy instrument in your divine mission, Swami. Swami, you are verily the ocean of compassion and love. Tu pyar ka sagar hai, Swami. Tu pyar ka sagar hai.
माता पिता साईं तुम ही प्राण सखा, तुम ही प्राण सखा, सब है पराए तुम ही तो अपने, तुमने प्यार दिया, तुमने प्यार दिया, कहते रहेंगे सदा, कहते रहेंगे सदा, कि तुमसे हो न कभी भी जुदा, कि तुमसे हो न कभी भी जुदा, तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तू प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है।
It was the year 2002 when, as part of the MBA Day celebrations, Swami blessed us to enact a drama in His presence. So gracious was He that He interacted with us during our practice sessions and corrected us whenever and wherever we went wrong. During those conversations one day, all of a sudden, Bhagwan turned towards me and asked, "What does Hanuman say?" I replied, "Swami, Hanuman says, Man me Ram, Hath me Kam, Jai Shri Ram." I had not even completed the sentence when the Lord further asked, "Ha, Man me Ram, magar dil me kya hona chahiye?" I had no answer and remained mute. Bhagwan lovingly said, "Dil mein bhi Ram hona chahiye." He then went on to touch his own heart and said, "Dil mein feelings hota hai." Mind is the seat of thought, but heart is the source of feelings. It is not enough that we merely think of Him, but it is essential that we think of Him wholeheartedly, with love and devotion. Swami, permeate not only every thought of ours, but become the essence of every feeling born in our heart, so that eventually You are our only thought and only feeling. Swami, sanctify our lives by making us surrender our minds, our hearts, and our everything at Your lotus feet.
Thank you. ని సంగతించు వేళ
జన్మధన్యమవుతుంది బాబా, మా జన్మధన్యమవుతుంది బాబా.
దాదవని తలచుకొని జ్యోతులి దేవేళ, దాదవని తలచుకొని జ్యోతులి దేవేళ.
హృదయం పొంగుతుంది కాదా, హృదయం పొంగుతుంది కాదా.
మానవటకు జ్యోతులెట్టినాము, రాముడైన రహీమైన రానకైన క్రీస్తైన పరమాత్ముని ప్రతినిధులైనావు. మతం పేర కుల పేర మత్సరాలు తగదనుచు మానవటకు జ్యోతులెట్టినాము. కటిక విషం మింగి మాకు కరుణ పంచినావు,
ఇలాగే అపరంచి వెళ్ళు పరంచి వెలుగు నీవు.
భోగులకు త్యాగులకు భక్తి మూలమొకటే అన్నావు, ఆది అయిన అంతమైన అందని వేదాంతమైన అంతానిలో ఉందన్నావు. పండితులకు పామరులకు భోగులకు త్యాగులకు భక్తి మూలమొకటే అన్నావు. సహజ తరువు పండించిన శాంతి పొలవ నీవు,
గురువులకే సద్గురు
జయ హో నటయా.
జై గోపాల కృష్ణ జై గోపాల పాల బాల రాధా కృష్ణ జై
గోవింద కృష్ణ జై గోపాల కృష్ణ జై గోపాల పాల బాల రాధా కృష్ణ జై
గోవింద కృష్ణ జై గోపాల కృష్ణ జై గోపాల పాల బాల రాధా కృష్ణ జై
గోవింద కృష్ణ జై గోపాల కృష్ణ జై గోపాల పాల బాల రాధా
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ కృష్ణ జై
గోపిక మాల హారి ప్యారి భాయి మీర మన విహారి మదన మోహన మురళి దారి కృష్ణ జై
గోపిక మాల హారి ప్యారి భాయి మీర మన విహారి మదన మోహన మురళి దారి
హారి ప్యారి బాయి మీర మన విహారి మదన మోహన మురళి దారి కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై
కృష్ణ జై రామ కృష్ణ జై రాధా కృష్ణ జై బాల కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై రామ కృష్ణ జై రాధా కృష్ణ జై బాల కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై
కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై
గోవింద మన మురళి దారి
జయ జగదీశ హరి స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరి భక్త జనాశక
పతి మహేశ ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి
Kerala is a land where three avatars incarnated, referring to their deep spirituality. Swami has often said, Kerala is God's own land. 4,000 devotees will arrive here tomorrow to celebrate the Onam over the next 5 days in a program starting from tomorrow. We would like to share with you some details of the program. On the 5th and 6th September, that is tomorrow and day after, 5,000 patients and their family members who were apparated at our super speciality hospitals at Prashanthi Nilayam and Whitefield and adopted for rehabilitation by the Satya Sai Seva Organizations of Kerala, together with 500 teachers, will arrive at Prashanthi Nilayam to pay homage to Bhagavan. On Wednesday, the 7th September, the noted singer Sri Vinaya Chandran will conduct a Sampradaya Bhajan. On Thursday, the 8th September, there will be a Carnatic and devotional music program by Master Mahadevan and T.S. Radhakrishnan. On 9th September, on the day of the holy Thiruvonam day, there will be a chanting by 500 Balvikas children. This will be followed by a musical drama entitled Krishna Kripa Sagaram by the children of Sai Vidya Vihar Alvai and Balvikas children. దశావతారములలు మూడు అవతారములు కేరళ రాష్ట్రమునకు చెందినవి. సాక్షాత్ దేవదేవుడిన భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయిబాబా వారు కేరళ రాష్ట్రమును దేవుడు ఎంచు కోరిన పుణ్యభూమిగా తమదిన సేలో ప్రసాదించారు. సెప్టెంబర్ 5-6 అనేక రేపు ఎల్లుండి కేరళ భక్తి యాత్రలో భాగంగా 500 మంది కుటుంబలారు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సూపర్ స్పెషాలిటీ హాస్పిటల్ వైట్ఫీల్డ్ మరియు ప్రశాంతి గ్రామం వారు విచిత్ర సేవ నందించి ఆడుకోన అనంతరం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సేవా ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ కేరళ రాష్ట్రము వారు వరాందికి చక్కని సేవలను అందించారు. సెప్టెంబర్ 7 బుధవారం నాడు ప్రముఖ గాయకిన శ్రీ వినాయక చంద్రన్ గారిచే సాంప్రదాయ భజన కార్యక్రమము జరుగుబండును. సెప్టెంబర్ 8 గురువారం నాడు కర్ణాటిక్ మరియు భక్తి గీతాములను ప్రముఖ గాయకులైన మహాదేవన్ మరియు ఐఎస్ రాధాకృష్ణన్ గారిచే కచ్చేరి జరుపబద్దును. సెప్టెంబర్ 9 తిరువోణం పర్వదిన సందర్భంగా 500 మంది బాల వికాస్ చిన్నరులు వేద పాఠన. తదనంతరం సత్యసాయి విద్యావిహార్ మరియు బాల వికాస్ ఆల్వై పిల్లచే కృష్ణ కృపా సాగరం అను నృత్యగానము చేయబుదాను. ముఖ్య గమనిక, అన్ని కార్యక్రమాలు సాయంకాలం 5 నుండి ప్రారంభ ముతువింగి. టు ఆర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ కేరళ, ఈ పూజా వేళయల నింగల్ ఎల్లావరం సాదనం స్వాగతం చెయ్యను. భగవాన్ నింగల్ ఎల్లావరియం సమర్థమాయ్ అనుగ్రహికెనే.